It is time for the Baseball Insider Podcast. I'm Bill Newell with that Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back again with you, Bill, in the new year. There's some news out there in Major League Baseball. Things have been quiet, but we have some stories to tell.
Right. You almost went into hibernation, but things are happening, so you pop out, you know, from now and again. So, Andy, first of all, let me ask you about the John Lester story announcing this week that he is retiring from baseball.
Yeah, word came out yesterday that after a 16-year career, the 38-year-old is hanging up the glove. Lester pitched for the Sox from 2006 to 2014. He was a three-time World Series champion in his career in 2007 and 2013 with the Sox, and in 2016 with the Cubs. In five World Series starts, Lester has a career record of 4-1 with a 1.77 ERA. He was a five-time All-Star, won 200 games in his career, 110 of those wins with the Red Sox, career ERA of 3.66, and Lester also threw a no-hitter for the Red Sox in May of 2008 against the Royals at Fenway Park.
Still, that no-hitter is still a real calling card, you know, for a Major League career, for sure.
Absolutely, and, you know, overall, a very solid Major League pitcher, somebody you could count on, especially in the big games, and, you know, he had a very nice career, and he'll definitely get some votes for Cooperstown down the road.
All right, Andy, other Red Sox news or related Red Sox news, Jim Corsi passed away. Tell us that story.
Yeah, on the sad note, we get things underway here with Jim Corsi passing away at the age of 60 back on January 4th at his home in Bellingham after battling colon and liver cancer. Of course, Corsi pitched for the Red Sox from 1997 to 2009, then after his playing career, he spent time with Nesson as a pre- and post-game host. Of course, he also pitched for the Athletics, the Astros, the Marlins, and the Orioles.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to the lockout talks in just a moment, but tell me more about what is the Red Sox organization doing right now for players?
Well, obviously, they can't be signing any free agents or making any trades during the lockout, but they can be active when the international signing period begins this weekend. According to Baseball America, the Sox will sign shortstops Freddy Encarnacion and Framy De Leon, both listed in MLB's pipeline top 50 international prospects. Encarnacion is a right-handed hitter, 16 years old, shows considerable power, could have to move to first base down the road. De Leon is a switch-hitting 17-year-old that's considered to be an advanced defender. So we'll have to see if the Red Sox actually do lock up these players. And, well, that's all we can look for at this point with the lockout going on. We have to look for international signings at this point.
You know, listening to you talk to us about these teenagers. I mean, how young do they go in their scouting? I mean, if you were to pick a number, how far down do the Red Sox scouts look? You know what I'm saying?
My guess is around the 16-year-old range is about right. I have heard some teams looking at players when they're 14 and 15, but I guess, I think 16 is kind of an average.
Yeah.
When players hit that high school level and going forward from there.
All right, Andy, people are hanging on the edge of their seats right now or wherever they're listening. What is on Nesson Classics today?
Yeah, Nesson Plus, Red Sox biggest offensive outputs, first pitch this afternoon at 3. It's a game from August the 15th of 2015 as the Sox beat the Mariners 22-10 at Fenway. Jackie Bradley Jr., who of course just got brought back to the Red Sox organization from the Brewers a few weeks back, he led the way that night going 5-for-6, two home runs, and he drove in 7.
Well, let's hope we have some of those in 2022 from JBJ, whatever.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let's go to the national story, Major League Baseball, and the lockout talks or whatever. What can you share with us?
Well, the owners and the Players Association playing their first bargaining session in more than a month. It'll take place today as the two sides will meet for the first time since the lockout started on December the 2nd. Multiple reports say Major League Baseball will unveil a new economic proposal, but a number of issues remain unresolved. That includes elements of free agency, salary arbitration, revenue sharing, and competitive balance. Spring training games are set to start late February, the regular season beginning in late March. Hopefully those dates won't be pushed back too far. But we'll have to see how things play out after the meeting today, if things are progressing in the right direction.
Now, you mentioned as we were talking just a moment ago about John Lester and the Hall of Fame, there is Hall of Fame news of sorts to report.
Yeah, the 2022 Hall of Fame announcement will be made on Tuesday, the 25th of January. In early returns of ballots, David Ortiz has 83% of the vote. A player, of course, needs 75% to be inducted. This is also the last year on the ballot for Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Curt Schilling, and Sammy Sosa. So So we'll see how things play out on Tuesday the 25th. Will Ortiz get in? Will someone like a Clemens or a Bonds slide in their last year of eligibility? Or will no one get put in on the regular ballot this year like last year? So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, using my old political science experience, Andy, maybe David Ortiz will have coattails and bring Curt Schilling and Roger Clemens across the line this year. Who knows?
Hey, anything can happen, but if Curt Schilling does get brought across the line, he will not be there to accept his plaque, because he has already said if he does get inducted, he will not take part in the proceedings.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us from around MLB?
Well, the Yankees made an historic hire early in the week, naming Rachel Balcovic as manager of their low-A Tampa Tarpons, making her the first female manager in pro baseball. Balcovic joined the Yankees organization as a minor league hitting coach back in 2019. She was also a minor league strength and conditioning coach for the Cardinals from 2011 to 2015. So some exciting news on that end of Major League Baseball.
Andy, one other thing, the Worcester Red Sox, we didn't talk about that, did we?
We didn't touch on it, but a California company actually interested in buying the Woo Sox, if you will.
Yeah.
The Boston Globe reporting the company called Endeavor owns multiple minor league teams. It's offered $50 million for this team. The group led by Larry Lucchino bought the Pawtucket Red Sox for $25 million back in 2015, then moved the team to Worcester after that. But Lucchino says there's currently no plans to sell the team. But $25 million profit, that would pique my interest, but what do I know?
Even if they put $1 million into the Worcester renovations or whatever they had to do, they you're still clearing $24 million, right?
Absolutely. There's still money to be made, but I'm sure they're probably thinking, well, we can hold out a little longer and maybe the value will keep going higher and higher. So, well, they just love baseball so much that it doesn't matter what the asking price is. They're just going to sit back and enjoy.
Or maybe they'll think, well, for $24 million, that's nothing. We don't need that. Yeah, let's keep the team. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us that you want to part with today?
Well, I think the big story today, obviously, is just to see how these meetings play out between Major League Baseball owners and the Players Association. Again, that'll really be a key to see if things will start on time or this thing's going to drag out for who knows how long and affect spring training or the start of the regular season.
You got it. All right. I was thinking of spring training the other day, but that's when it was 9 degrees. Yeah, there we go.
Well, it's going to be just as chilly on Saturday, so you can keep thinking about it all you want.
There you go. Baseball insider and forecaster for meteorology concerns, Andy Carboni. Andy, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Looking forward to it.
There he is. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.